So that's probably a number that we'll suggest that we be allowed to correct before it goes to.
Okay, thanks, Mark. Then on page 108 is the unclassified contingency and anticipated underspending.
What's the status of the contesting on that property owner? It's contesting the property tax assessment. What's the status on that?
A couple of them for the big box ones. Those are going to court. Some of the older ones the state is still working with, and it's really a state process we're waiting to hear back from. I believe I got that accurate.
I'm sorry, I was making a note.
Just two.
Contested property taxes. There are several cases in the Milwaukee County District Court related to assessments that could impact the city, and there is also a large
two large
contested cases there. So we hope that the amount that's budgeted here is sufficient to cover the requirements for next year, but it may or may not be.
Yeah. And it's really focused on those two, not the larger big box ones, which would probably need to dealt with in a future budget.
Okay. John, do you have any questions regarding dark store, that evaluation process? No. For Mike? Okay. So we are budgeting $82,500 just because it could surpass that, and we're hoping that it doesn't. Tab 5, that gets into your services area, police. Page 111 it starts, but the guts of it starts past. Mark, what was your comment?
We're critical too, all of us.
Yeah. Well, yes, everyone. Let me not.
Not public safety.
Though, yeah. No, everybody is critical to the operation of the city. But the ones that get all the glory are the police and the fire. Just the fire.
According to the chief.
We have asbestos.
Yeah. Hey, that's right. They need a shooting range. So, any questions? We've got the chief here. As you've gone through this, Alderwoman, do you have any additional questions on this?
We have a question. On page 19, the mayor had put in yes for the police officers, put in all three. Where are we at with all three? Because I seen that he was like, well.
We haven't got anything back yet. Should know soon. The deadline was the 30th of September, but there was a late request to submit an additional document for the grant process. So we're thinking that maybe the final decision on maybe some departments are still waiting to come. Normally we get a response either way. You didn't get it, or you did get it, and we got no response. So I'm hoping within the next week or two we'll find out.
Okay. That would be still keeping the three positions, or
the budget had resources included enough to cover, likely to cover one of the positions. It's about $56,000 incorporated for the first year. There would be significant more needed in the subsequent years, and then if you accept the grant where you have cost sharing for the first 3 years, you have a requirement to fund a fourth year fully on your own. If you reduce your staff size during that period, you either have to get a grant revision from them allowing it, or you have to pay everything back.
Is this something where the grant is valuable enough to us where if, and I was going to ask you about before Mark's memo about eliminating one of your vehicles, if eliminating one of your vehicles in order to fund more of the grant would be something that you would prefer, but now you've already got the suggested elimination of one. So,
yeah, because that would be capital. It might solve 1 year's problem, but it puts you deeper in the hole.
Right.
The following year.
So yeah.
You really need to find non-capital cuts if you're going to try to affect an operating and ongoing cost.
Am I missing something? Is there another vehicle? It's just the first vehicle.
No, it's transferring one from listed here to the 126 savings that we talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't taken more than one.
Is there been any other methods municipalities have done to bring down the public safety cost that any of you are aware of? Because, you know, when you look at the chart about what the largest percent of the budget in the municipality is, it's public safety.
I brought that exact number with me, but I can get it to you, and I can tell you off the top of my head, we are one of the lowest cost per capita in the county, and the county compared to other jurisdictions here, and we're the lowest, among the lowest of cities our size in the state, of cost per capita. And we have been consistently since I've been here. We have the lowest, one of the lowest ratios of officers per capita, and we also have one of the lowest cost per capita. So if you look at that, again, we are very efficient.
Yes, I understand. Just costs are very high for compared to the rest of the budget. It makes it
a lot of spending. Yeah, to expand on that, I can tell you police departments are the highest budget of any municipality.
Yeah.
You know, we have 24-hour coverage over the year, lots of equipment, and every
police, fire, DPW.
Probably second for fire. But for the last Municipal Wisconsin Taxpayer Alliance Municipal Fact 17 booklet, for per capita in the county, we are second last. Whitefish Bay beat us by a couple of dollars. And per capita expenses for communities with the populations of 30 to 150 in the state, we are third from the bottom, beat out by Fond du Lac and Manitowoc by a couple of dollars.
From a general administrative standpoint, what I've seen is the only significant way people have made changes is through departmental mergers between communities, and we've looked at that through ICC and things like that, and and there's a potential loss of control that has not been favorable, and the cost savings often can be fairly small, but that tends to be, when you've got an efficient department, one of the only alternatives, and we've looked at that on and off for the last 15 years, and it hasn't been something that the council's pushed at all.
And as far as the shooting range, is the amount that's in there, can there be a smaller amount to upgrade that, or it needs all of the requirements for the shooting range?
Yeah, it needs to be redone totally. We've been doing it along for the last 4, 5, 6 years. It's outlived its useful life about that much. Mm-hmm. Can go over 10, 12 years or 16 plus. So, you know, it was originally installed with the building. Gets a lot of use, and it breaks down a lot, and that's part of the problem we're asking. There's a lot of part replacements that are needed, and unfortunately, the vendor, it's like sole vendor out of Illinois that supplies the parts and the labor. We have not been responsive, so occasionally we're out without using it for a while. So we're recommending a new vendor come in, and a local vendor, and put in a better system, better service. And, not just for use of the system, but there are some parts of that that are actually affecting the safety of the officers and the user range, because certain parts are failing or not capturing and trapping the bullets as well as
it should be. I appreciate that update, because when you look at the building, it still looks so new and modern yet, and it's hard to imagine that, you know, how many years it's been and the needs for it. So
I can tell you, in general, the whole building is falling apart faster than it looks.
Really?
Not falling apart. You know?
Well, I understand. Right, things that are
necessary. Years, we added more maintenance on our systems. So, that has picked up.
Okay, thank you.
Chief, is the building 15 years old now?
No, it's about 15, 16.
17. Okay. There's your rule of 15. It's going to happen, unfortunately. For these, Mark, we don't have reserves. We just have reserves set up for big equipment, for main equipment. Nothing. I know we've talked, but it's tough to set up a maintenance reserve for a department like this, for the fire department or anything like that.
Yeah, we don't have a large one like we do an equipment replacement fund. We have been, as I mentioned in the budget presentation last year and again this year, we've tried to enhance the facilities maintenance budget. But again, that's, you know, $10,000 and $20,000 changes, not, you know, addressing enough to be able to fix parking lots and, you know, retaining walls, all on an ongoing equipment maintenance type. Since our existing funds currently aren't being maintained, it would not make any sense to create another one until our existing depreciation type funds are fully maintained, and that would be our equipment replacement fund and the road fund.
Correct. Okay. Okay, thanks. Any other questions on police? Nope. Fire. Thank you, Chief. Any questions regarding fire department's projection? You see the activity measures on there? Activity measures continue to increase over, you know, the past years. It's just the sign of the times. I did ask Adam to tell us where we were kind of month to date, or through September or August, and we're in line in regards to the projections that were provided you. And I think Alderman Mayor, you'd probably understand that pretty clearly of what's happening in your department.
I like to think so.
Okay, thanks. Sellers of weights and measures. Any questions regarding that area? No. Building inspection. Any question with the inspection department? Nope. Move on to tab 6. Engineering Public Works Administration. Any questions with that? Nope. Questions regarding highways and parks on 162. Nope. 163 is
going pretty just quick.
Are the stats that go with it?
I did want to talk a little bit about parks and the Pleasant View Pavilion cost. I looked at the cost of the, I don't know, it was $400,000+ for pavilion. I understand we have impact fees to match, but from what I saw, from what we get with that, I could build a heck of a home for that kind of money, and I don't see that pavilion is really, it seems a very inflated price for what we're getting, and I kind of would like to have a little bit more looking into the type of facility that was used at Kayla's, the modular units versus building ones, so we save a little money on that and maybe allocate it toward another park project or something.
Glenn, I mean, you can definitely interject, but historically speaking, the pavilion would mimic what we've got in Legend View. I mean, in Legend, what's the
Lions
one? Lions Legend, too.
Well, the one I saw had like 8 toilet stalls, 4 urinals per men and women. It's like, really? You can go to a city restaurant that has probably more people, has a lot less. I just thought, what's the population requirement per bathroom? It's supposed to be a neighborhood park, and you're going to put that many beds. And then who's going to clean it? Who's going to maintain it? It seemed like it was a little overkill, and I'd rather spread the money through the park systems and have it all on one building. That to me doesn't seem to the value.
I guess before Glenn interjects, clerk, what's the demand for Lion Legends Pavilion versus any of our other pavilions?
Vernon Barg and Lion's Legend are rented out the first day we're open in July every weekend during the summer.
And the reason being is they're nicer facilities. They're equipped with commissary availability.
Probably 50% that. The other 50% is people don't know where Ken Wendell is. Or they're looking for a larger... Ken Wendell and Kayla's are restricted to the number of maximum people.
Sure.
So, but yes, the two are rented out. And we're renting them during the week. Each week we probably add a handful of people for both of those parks.
Do we turn people away?
Only if the date they want is full.
Okay.
Well, you're talking about a park that has no major road going into it, and you're going to put how many hundreds of people down on a dead end cul-de-sac neighborhood park because we never pushed to put the road through and the development. So that's not happening. So, I'm worried about creating a problem. You want to have all this big park and this big rental facility. I'm not sure that's the place. We have money to, impact fees to buy other land. Maybe we should buy land in a place where it's appropriate to put a really large facility.
Ms. Clerk.
I would just like to add that if we had another park that did not have a maximum of 50 people, we could be renting it weekly.
Okay.
We have that many requests and no additional parks.
Any other concerns on your end, Ms. Wilhelm? No? Then we'll hear from Glenn.
I'll just address a couple of issues. One, the budget is set because we haven't really designed it yet. We're still getting some guidance from the Parks Commission on what they'd like to see. But we took the value that we spent on the Lions Legend 2 and updated it to today's dollars, and that's where the $400,000 came from. As far as the size, I have been talking to the precast concrete folks. In addition to an architect to design one along those same lines as what Lions Legends 2 has, we sized it based on there are 50, I don't have it with me, but I think there's like 50 parking spaces. And so Warren found 2.3 persons per space is typically what it overtends. So based on the capacity of the parking lot is how we size that. So there's some rules and standards as far as, I believe it's, and I could be off a little bit, but I believe it's a fixture for every 40 women or every 30 women, and one fixture for every 40 men. So we assume they have two of those and split 50-50 for that. We also were given the direction to have some sort of a kitchenette facility for this. And so that's what we want to make sure we had at least one family bathroom because the one thing that Kayla gets probably the most compliments on is having a family restroom with an adult changing table in there. So caretakers with large children can easily accommodate what they need. Plus, heard the news stories over the past few years about trying to figure out which bathrooms people should go to. Family restaurants, family bathrooms could solve that kind of issue. And I think we should probably do that in one of our parks. So we're in the early stages. So I can't tell you how much, but we're going to try to design at our own budget.
Has there been any movement on the council direction to look at the kite rental facility included in that?
I didn't attend the meeting, but I understand it was discussed and it was thought that they could use whatever vendor could use the kitchenette facility or have a trailer facility.
Yeah, the only requirement would be, and that would go for any person who would be using that would be a walk-in room. So you can't sell a kite from a window counter because people want to come in and pick it up and touch it. And so if you lease it out to anyone who's going to do that and try to give some income back to the city for that, that would have to be part of that.
Yeah, it wouldn't necessarily be a room, but what we're looking at, unlike this one, which would be just the rooms, and then we would have one roof extend from that. I believe it's 8 feet. I could be wrong, but I believe we're told 8 feet is what they'd like to see. Okay.
So is there someone in your department going to be reaching out to the guy to ask him? Or
the guy selling kites or the guy who's selling
kites?
I believe Warren did reach out to that person. He was told that that a trailer, instead of trailer, would be sufficient. But I'm okay. Reaching out to the designers and the manufacturers.
Because there was a motion by the council to look into that, so I guess I'd like to have a report back on what the direct communication was, because I talked to the guy and no one had talked to him yet.
I'll mention that.
So, Paul, if we would reduce this project in half, do we have anything in our matching, in our impact fee scenarios that would be jeopardized in this upcoming year if we were to do something, consider something like this? Because if we look at a much more inexpensive project, our matching program, what's the deadline on some of those dollars, those impact fee dollars that we have to use this upcoming year? I just want people to know that we've got, on one side you got this request, on another side you've got another request, and in the middle, we've got matching fund scenario. Are we in jeopardy on any of those matching fund, those impact scenarios?
The city currently holds nearly $3 million of park impact fees. Earlier in 2016, the Common Council adopted an emergency resolution to extend the expenditure period by 3 years to Q1 of 2019. Which is not a construction period. And if at that point in time, Q1 of 2019, the city hasn't expended a portion of that $3 million, it would then need to be rebated back to the property owners who contributed those funds to the park impact fees. The mayor's recommended capital improvement plan does have sufficient projects included in it for park purposes that would extend out that rebate period, assuming that all the projects are completed. The major project in that capital improvement fund is the transfer of some green scenes properties, totaling some $886,000 worth of park impact fees. And the next largest parks expenditure is the bridge in Riverview Park, and at $425,000 in expenditures, and the Pleasant View Pavilion at $410,000 worth of expenditures.
So if all the other projects would come to fruition, we would be okay.
If all three of those projects that I just mentioned came to fruition, yeah, during calendar 2018, park impact fee rebate period would be extended out multiple years.
Okay. Okay.
Wasn't it April or June, almost 2 years ago, when the motion from the council was to immediately move forward with accepting that MMSD land?
I don't recall the specific date that the Common Council adopted that resolution, but it was at least a year.
I think, Alderwoman, we do understand where you're going, and we've been informed at the last council meeting that the city attorney has got that at the top of his list. So it is at the top of your list, correct, city attorney?
The mayor has so mentioned during every conversation on the telephone over the past approximately 5 weeks.
Okay, thank you.
We just don't know how many lists you have.
I've showed them to you, have I not?
You have.
Okay. Any other discussions on parks? Nope. Not seeing any. The next one. I lose my Nope. Street lighting. I hope you're not going to bring up that one. We cut out a couple street lights.
Yeah, can we give some more of those street lights back to the developers so we don't have to pay for them in the long run?
Sure. Weed control. You got any problems with weed control? That is a contract. Glenn.
Yeah, apologize for the time. I would like to mention briefly on street lights. I'm not lowering that budget at all because we are using every last dollar to replace our high-pressure sodium HPS lights with LED lights. And LED lights, we're finding out, probably has a payback in like 3 to 5 years, depending on the type of fixture and when it's on. So the goal is we'd like to swap out all of ours that we own, and then I'll start taking that money and applying it towards paying We Energies to replace their lights that we actually pay on. So it's a higher upfront cost for a few years, and it'll drop down significantly. So I don't know how long this will take me, but I would like to eventually get all this on LED and start seeing the lighting budget.
That's what they told me about my home lights. If I changed them all, I'd see.
Is there any grants available
on
this for us converting?
I think there was about 10 years ago, but we have actually checked it with our we checked it on the actual bills, and it's like 13%. We swapped the light sections out in front of Menards, and the next the amperage draw was 13% of what it was. And we checked our electric bill, and it was about 13% of what we.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, you weren't raising your hand, were you?
All the LEDs around City Hall, outside and on the street back there, those were all done with the grant.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Health department's here. Public health, you got any questions?
Weed control, was that for street?
Oh, yeah, weed control. I went right over that. Paul, you've got a handout for us.
This is the replacement page for what was not in your book.
Thank you.
Yes.
Page 190 inadvertently repeated the street lighting page from page 188. This is the replacement page for you.
So there. Yep. Now that you got a new page, you got any questions on weed control? Weed cutting, that's a contracted service. We usually get, we bid that out every year, and we do get.
The front page of that. And the clerk's office handles it.
Oh, I did need it, didn't
I? But the police have fired
again. Yeah.
Pardon?
Just have the clerk check out the back page.
I said the clerk's office handles it. The police and fire departments wanted it, so I'd be willing to.
Oh, the police and fire wanted that department to handle that. Okay. Well, we can maybe work on that. Mm-hmm. Then they're going to want me to take it out of your budget. Mm-hmm. Public health. You have any questions for Bill that's sitting in our audience? A lot of public health is covered by grants. It's probably the largest grant fulfilled department in the city. So, Mark, did you want to add anything else?
Just on page 192, I referenced that some of the department write-ups don't get changed to reflect the mayor's budget. If you look at the authorized positions at top, he had requested an increase in sanitarian and had found some revenues within the department to help fund it. The revenues were retained, but the position was not included. So that table, for example, will be corrected to reflect that additional sanitarian was not included in the mayor's recommended budget.
Okay, thanks, Mark. Animal control, any questions regarding that?
That's the mayor's favorite subject.
Yeah, we better make sure his Bella doesn't get loose. Recreation is made up of several areas, but this is a very controversial area with the senior project, senior citizens travels, as well as senior citizen activities. I know we've had many discussions regarding that area, so